Hello, Poddlers. I'd like to apologise to Freddie Mercury and his estate.
To be together, but that's up to you. Bright lights coming to find you. Wow. Bright lights coming to find me.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where yesterday, as many of you will know, we were dogged by some serious technical issues. We're not quite out of the woods yet, to be honest with you, 24 hours later. But this better be a good show today, because we were so disappointed not to be able to bring you the show that we like to do every morning, that the powers that be... They called the powers that be. They then called the Ghostbusters, who called James Bond, who then called his boss. And that person called America. And this is no word of like America have been involved
really,
in this.
Wow.
And there's actually people up with the tech know-how, both stateside and here in the UK, monitoring this show at the moment. So, morning, everyone. So yesterday, when we were dogged by these technical issues, some of the members of the team were given the chance to chill out a little bit while things there was an attempt to fix things. So I want you to listen to this clip from yesterday's show. I'm then going to ask you a question based upon it. Get that right, you win the merchandise, a strip of three Breakfast Show logo temporary tattoos. Here we go.
Anna Geary just started reading her Kindle.
Do you know what I was actually doing?
What were you doing?
Looking at pictures of...
Oh, really?
He looks so fit. Yeah. He's going to look fit when he's 80.
Amazing.
Yeah, he is pretty fit, that's for sure. Yeah, okay, so Anna Geary just leched over pictures of...
So to win the tats, who was Anna Geary and Glenn Moore, to be fair, leching over? Was it A, Brad Pitt, or B, Dan Noble?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is time to get inked in a temporary fashion. And hoping to do just that on line one is Cameron. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Tim.
Cameron, hey, Cameron. Welcome Cameron. To the show. Cameron loves a bit of Absolute Radio noughties. We love him for that. He is an embroidery manager. So, to hazard a guess, does this mean you kind of stitch things into items of clothing? Is that what an embroidery manager is, Cameron?
Aye, so basically, I put people's logos on the garments, essentially, like builders and tradesmen.
So we do a thing in just after 7:30 where we give shout-outs to small independent businesses, and you're the person putting the logos on the clothing that they wear whilst they're doing their work, which is great. Do you also do, like, stag do's, hen parties? Do you have to do Big John and the Dingo and all that kind of stuff? Have you done those guys on the back of a polo top?
Oh, I've done some interesting stag and hen do's over the years.
Yeah, Cameron, let's leave it there, shall we? It's a family show. Let's leave it there. And move on to the fact that we were dogged by technical difficulties yesterday. And some members of the team chose that chance to chill out whilst things got fixed. And I just played you this little clip. Here it is again.
Anna Geary just started reading her Kindle.
Do you know what I was actually doing?
What were you doing?
Looking at pictures of...
Oh, really? He looks so fit.
We would study. He's going to look fit when he's 80.
Amazing.
Yeah, he is pretty fit, that's for sure. Yeah, okay, so Anna Geary just leched over pictures of...
So Cameron, who was Anna leching over? Who, according to Glenn, is going to look fit when they're 80? Is it Brad Pitt or Dan Noble?
It was Brad Pitt,
although Dan Noble's going to look fit when he's 80 as well. So Cameron, my final question to you is, where are you going to put me on your body?
Oh, it has to be on the back of my calf, I'd imagine.
Lads. Why the back of the calf?
I'm always in shorts.
Right. Getting the logo out there.
I'll have to be somewhere it can be seen.
Yeah, it's brilliant, Cameron. I love it. It's the marketing campaign that we always dreamed of, and it's thanks to your legs.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Right now, it's Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Mm-hmm. Matt, what are the comings and goings on social media?
Well, first, a life hack has gone viral that may change the way you use your bin forever.
Open the lid?
No. You get your bin bag roll, you get your roll of bin bags.
Yeah, okay.
But what this groundbreaking new thing is, you stick the whole roll at the bottom of your bin and then pull the first bag up and wrap it around the bin. And then as you fill it, you pull it up again, tie the top and then rip it off and then take the bin bag away and then you pull out the next one from beneath.
So this is like what you like a nappy bag, like a nappy
yes,
bin.
Yes, a bit like a nappy bin. Actually, very similar to the concept of a nappy bin.
Okay,
but it means you leave the bin bag roll at the bottom.
I don't like the idea of reaching down to
Neither
the bottom
do
of
I.
the bin.
That, well, yeah, I also think the bin bag roll may get covered in some sort of bin juice and stuff. It might not be that nice.
Plus, it would deny you the pleasure of that where you get to puff it out.
Yes.
It opens and you feel a little bit like you're a
That's
magician.
A good point. That's a good point.
Just me. Call back today.
Okay, fine. Here's if you need some more explanation of how it works. Here's the awfully voiced AI bot to explain everything. Here she is.
I can't believe I just discovered this. Throw the whole roll in the garbage. Garbage is full now. Time to remove. And boo. Life hack.
Hang on a second. Did you say that's an AI voice bot?
Yes.
I've been talking with her for the last 2 weeks. I just sent her $5,000.
Her delivery is so natural. You can see why people fall for it, Dave. Yeah, certainly. Well, you need to speak to someone about that, certainly. So anyway, there's a little bin hack for you.
Okay, that's good.
And then, we did Morrissey, singing along to Morrissey last week, or becoming Morrissey. So it's time. I suppose she was doing that live then for a second. That's amazing. Well done, Anna.
I
know, but I can't see your mouth.
This is because of the screen. Yeah. This is Anna doing Morrissey.
Right.
Absolute Radio.
Unmistakably Morrissey.
The video of this as its social ammo. I wouldn't exactly say it's gone viral, but it's been very popular.
Yeah,
you can see it on the Absolute Radio
socials.
It's quite
an embarrassing one.
It's on my Instagram as well.
But yeah, so it's time for another go. Anyway, let's do it again.
Oh, who are we doing
now? Social ammo stars in their eyes with voice coach Mitchell J. Tonight, Matthew, you're going to be Freddie Mercury, okay? So, Glenn, you missed this last time. Freddie Mercury, he gives you a full explanation of how to turn your voice into Freddie's voice. So here he is in action. So resonance slightly forward, everyone. Okay.
So
you need rock star teeth with a dropped jaw.
Life had just begun.
So he goes breathy when quiet, as you would have noticed there. A really fast vibrato is what we're looking for, guys, okay? That's it. So yeah, gritty, sandy, epiglottal. Yeah,
wow.
So he enunciated pitches very sharply. So who wants to start us off?
Go on, Glenn.
Glenn, you haven't tried this yet. Give us Bohemian Rhapsody.
Skip it up. Oh,
that's good. I like it. Yeah.
I'll do that little bit from the middle.
It's like to me one more time. So did the AI Marvin Gaye.
That is. Did we do an AI Freddy at some point? I'm sure we had an AI
Freddy.
Sounded
better than I did. Well, Anna.
Oh, gosh.
Do Absolute Radio again, but in the style of Freddy.
Oh, in the style of
Freddy.
Yeah,
yeah, because it worked so well last time.
So hard.
Oh, gosh. I can't even
rock star
think how
teeth,
I do it.
Rockstar teeth.
What
breathy,
does that mean?
Dropped jaw.
Absolute Radio.
Oh, yeah. That's
good. That's a good one. Yeah.
Closer to Morrissey, actually.
That's it.
That's a good Morrissey.
Lovely stuff.
I've actually got the AI Freddie Mercury here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah,
yes,
do you want to have a little listen to remind ourselves? Yeah.
I am in love with Richard and started love with you.
Oh.
To be together, but that's up to you. Bright lights coming to find you.
Wow.
Bright lights coming to find me. Bright lights coming to find.
Wow,
that's Freddie Mercury doing the dial-up tone for the internet.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast,
Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning, and right now on the Breakfast Show, 5 weeks of shout-outs continues with the Wiki Quiz. I have taken 3 facts from a famous person's Wikipedia page, and all you need to do is correctly identify who they are from the information given. Do that, and you can have your shout-out. Yes, in about 10 minutes' time, I will read aloud your ode of love, your word of warning, or a plug for your small or independent business. Now, the number is 8-12-15, and your clues are these.
Paragraph one, line one. I've started right at the very beginning of Wiki today. Okay. This celebrity is an English actor, comedian and screenwriter. He has appeared in the Three Flavours Cornetto trilogy of movies. Paragraph eight, line four. This celebrity is an avid collector of Pokemon cards and a West Ham supporter. And finally, paragraph 19, line 8. This celebrity once told this very breakfast show that leaving our old studios felt like an insurance scam and that it smelt of vapes. So who's responsible for saying that? Your names, your answers, whatever you want in your shout-out. That number again, 8, 12, 15. The answer to the Wiki quiz and your shout-outs are coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Every Wednesday it is the Wiki Quiz. Identify the celebrity from the three extracts from their Wikipedia page. Earn yourself a shout-out. So, just now, I brought you paragraph one, line one, which included this person has appeared in the Three Flavours Cornetto trilogy of movies. Paragraph eight, line four, this celebrity is an avid collector of Pokemon cards. And then paragraph 19, line eight, on this very breakfast show not too long ago, this person said that leaving our old studios felt like an insurance scam. Matt Dyson, would you do the honours?
I think it was Nick Frost.
Let's see if you're right. You are the last guest ever to be interviewed here at One Golden Square, which, well, you look around.
I'm glad, because it's if I'm honest, and it stinks.
Yeah, they've really stripped the heart and soul out of this building, and
someone's
we're in the final show.
Vaping in here. Yeah, it feels like an insurance scam, if I'm honest. It's going to go up in flames and someone will make a lot of money.
Yes, it was, of course, Nick Frost. Always lovely to have Nick here on the show. So, well done, everybody who got it right. It's not a huge number of you, not going to lie, but here we go. Dave, who is relentlessly preparing paperwork for today's training course. Well done, you knew it was Nick Frost. Lorna, who wants to say hiya to everyone in the office with her in Oxford. So a big hiya to everyone who is currently in an office environment in Oxford with a human being known as Lorna. Claire, who wants to say hello to Kyle from Spytech Electrical Services. Hello, Kyle. It's Claire here. Keep up the great work. And finally, one of the more unusual shout-outs I've been asked to deliver. It says, Dave, can I have a shout-out, please? It's Shell, and I'm just slobbing.
Lovely.
Good for you, Shell. You slob away. It's 7.47 on a Wednesday. It's a good time to slob as any, isn't it?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
So, well done. It was, in fact, and indeed, the one and only Nick Frost on the Wikipedia quiz. Congratulations to all of you who got it right.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is your Wednesday morning, and of course, traditionally here on this breakfast show, it's your opportunity to show just how uncool you can be. It's a brave thing to do. And doing it right now on line one, we have Jack. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Jack.
Very good. Jack, thank you so much for talking to us this morning, because I love cool badges that focus around the minutiae of your place of work. And something has landed in the warehouse that has changed your life forever. And your passion for it in the email that you sent me meant I just had to get you on air this morning. So, Jack, tell everybody, what's gone down?
I've been working at this warehouse manufacturing fly screens for maybe 5 years, maybe a little bit more. And, you know, packing is just, you know, a really boring part of the day. We've got these tape guns that are so generic. They're old. They're, you know, just plastic, white and cream, the most boring things ever. I thought, why not spend a little bit of cash and invest in the cutting-edge technology that exists these days? Oh. And we got these new tape guns. Let me tell you, they are smooth as butter. They're over the cardboard like it's his day job. And I was getting through these boxes In no time at all. I can't get the boxes out of the door fast enough. It's brilliant.
Sounds like an advert.
It's incredible, isn't it? The reason that we had to get Jack on was that term, you know, they go as smooth as butter. Yeah. They glide over the boxes, which I love. They also have, you go on in some detail, and some would say why this is a Cool Badge offence is too much detail, about the cutting spikes that these tape guns also have. Would you like to tell the audience a bit about those, please, Jack?
It's hard to describe, but man, I love it. It's like, so on these tape guns, you have like the plastic guard so you don't get yourself cut. You can't get yourself cut anyway because it applies itself the minute you push down on the plastic onto whatever surface you're applying it to. So it just slips out with ease. You wouldn't even know it's there. Stunning. I mean, props to the guys who invent these things.
Yeah.
Who would have thought of that?
And finally, this is the final part of the email that you sent to dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. You also think they look pretty sweet as well. Not only do they function nicely, but they look pretty sweet. What's going on? What's their appearance?
I don't know if they're just inspired by the Olympics or they're just, you know, feeling fruity. They're like blue and red and they've got like, you know, nice banding on the sides. Like, they really thought about this. They really care about the consumers. And it's stunning, you know, holding this thing in your hand, you're like, yeah, this means something.
I just think this is one of the greatest cool badges that's ever been handed in.
I want one
as well. I don't even have any boxes or anything to send, but I want one as well. I want to parcel move, tape you up, Matt.
I want to move house just so I can use one.
Jack, listen, thank you so much. From Stream in High Wycombe, told with such passion and so desperately uncool that it is perfect. Jack, we'll speak to you again real soon, man. Nice one, my friend. See you later on. That is exactly the kind of thing we are after. Do as Jack has done. The number, 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Jack's cool badge. Well, it's spread far and wide. So many messages are
People
coming in.
People love Jack.
Rhiannon in Plymouth has probably put it best, though. Good morning, Rhiannon. She says, hi, Dave. I also work in a warehouse. Where can I get one of those snazzy tape guns? They sound amazing. that Jack was talking about. Well, the answer is probably a few places, but we did call Jack back for you, Rhiannon, and everyone else who works in a warehouse who wanted one. Pack-supplies.co.uk is where Jack went. As I say, it's probably not the only place that stocks them. But Matt, do you want to tell us a bit more about the actual bad boy itself?
Well, we think he got the Dual D, which is a big tape, dual core tape gun. It's an amazing piece of kit, a big tape dispenser designed for big tape packaging tape, suitable for use with our eco tapes 1-4, obviously. 50 millimetre core, as you'd expect, really. Yeah. Retailing at $13.75, $16.50 ink vat. So, yeah,
okay, also makes for wonderful radio anecdotes as well. So that's another thing you should have put there. So pack-supplies.co.uk.
Yeah, I think they're based
in
Wallingford.
Get one.
Yeah, why not?
Let's get one for the show. Can we can splurge the budget? No, Mark's already nodded. Okay, we might not have the budget for one, but I'd love to have one here.
One of us has got to go. They can't pay us and we have that.
Yeah, you know, I think we've got enough Anna soundboard stuff now.
It's like I'm being replaced by myself.
Yeah, like a poor AI.
I think I would faint. He's just such a fine man.
I'll go with for a tape gun, maybe. In other cool badge related news, Simon in London says, hi team, this week I started following a cryptic crossword account on Instagram and I'm enjoying it. Please, can I hand in my cool badge?
Yeah. I've got no time for that.
It's a murky
world.
Do
you understand how it works?
I've got no idea. It will say, like, boat notwithstanding. I mean, it's like a two-letter word. Yeah. How the hell am I going to get that?
So complex.
If the clue is primarily a verb, the answer must also be a verb. So, for example, if the clue is make reservations, the answer will be the verb book.
It's all a different language.
I've been told it's like, oh, you've got to know who the writer is. If you know the writer of the crossword, all the way. So it's a clique then.
So yeah. I'm not in the gang, am
it's
I?
It's a boomers only gang. Pretty much. They know all the rules and they won't tell us.
They won't tell the rest of us. It's like this with my in-laws, who, as you know, I talk about all the time on the show. I absolutely adore.
They do
these crosswords and they'll literally give an answer and it'll be like, no, because the comma comes after the third word along, which means it must be. And you're like, what are you talking about? Yeah.
It's pulling the ladder up behind you.
I'm going to go and sneak off and Google the answer to this. Never take a know what I'm doing. You know I'm going to do that, Lynn.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave and the team, I need to hand in my cool badge because I've been subjected to having to go to a folk festival in Shrewsbury this weekend for 4 days. Kevin in Orpington. I mean, is that a cool badge? It is, isn't it?
No, yeah. I would go to something like that.
And that's your cool badge.
Would you like to go with Kevin? I mean, I can't vouch for him. I've never met the guy. He's texted into the show. But yeah, so 4 days at a folk festival. I don't know if it's cool badgey because it's a folk festival, but 4 days, anywhere.
Shrewsbury isn't a cool place. Either, really.
Isn't it? Send all your messages directly to Matt, people, Shrewsbury. What have you got against Shrewsbury? Shrewsbury Town?
It doesn't sound like the coolest place in the world, does it? A folk festival in Shrewsbury. It sounds like a combination of the most uncool things I've ever heard.
Oh, if it was a folk festival in Nottingham, it would be great then, would it?
It'd be there, the shot. Yeah.
Talking of Shrewsbury and Shrewsbury Town, their football club that my beloved Cholton Athletic have played many times over the years. And on Saturday, I went to Cholton's first league home game against Leyton Orient. No, that's not the cool badge.
No.
That's not the cool badge. The cool badge comes because I was ever so excited because this season we have signed a new player. And not only did we sign him from Luton Town, I know they got relegated, but everybody's second favourite Premier League football team last year. But his surname is Berry. Now, there aren't many Berries in football. There was a George Berry who played for Wolves back in the 70s, my dad tells me. But we've got this Luke Berry.
He scored for Luton, didn't he, in the Premier League a couple of times last season?
He did.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, in extra time at 0-0 against the O's, he scored again for Cholton. And on the scoreboard, on the big screen in the corner of the valley, it said Berry.
Yes.
A little yellow card because he'd been booked, and I like that about him. And a goal, and a football goal. So I thought, I'll take a picture of the screen, and I'll put that on my stories, which I know is cool badgy enough. Now, I know that many of you out there believe me, your humble host, to be a man of the people, but when it comes to the football, if I can get in with the prawn sandwich lot, I grab that opportunity with both hands. And Saturday was no different. So I sat with the prawn sandwich lot after the game, having a beer, and Luke Berry made his way into the bit we were sat at. And so loads of, like, the young fans, the kids, you know, they all go over and they all want a picture with him and they want selfies with him and he's signing stuff and he's chatting with them. And I'm sat there and I'm thinking, instead of the scoreboard, imagine how funny it would be if I got a Berry and Berry action picture for my Instagram. And obviously Luke Berry, he's going to know who I am. So he's going to be in on the joke straight away. Sure. He's like, oh, here he is.
No.
It's just my brother Dave. Come on, have a picture. So I go over, I move all the kids out of the way. Get out of the way, kids. And I say, Luke, is it well done? What a great performance. Welcome to the club. What's that? You love the show. Shut up, Luke. All that stuff. So I say, can I have a selfie, please? So I take a selfie, and he goes, yeah, of course you can, mate. Do a selfie with him, and he goes, thanks for coming to the game, and walks off. And at that point, I realised that he doesn't know who I am. Of course he doesn't. And is the only adult in the room who's gone to ask for a selfie with a League One football player. And there's people looking at me, and there's kids crying all around me where I've just shoved them out of the way. It's scenes. So if you look at the picture, because I thought I've done it now, and I've posted it, Dave_Berry_Insta. If you look at it, Luke is smiling politely, because he seems like a very nice guy and he's having a picture with this middle-aged man.
You look like a competition winner.
I do, but I also the look in my eye, that moment that is captured, is when I realise he doesn't know who I am and I am just a bloke in a lounge at a football club asking him for a selfie. And it's an awful picture, isn't it? One of these two Berries scored the winner for Cholton Athletic against Leyton Orient today. Can you guess who it was? Well, let me tell you, the people who have already commented on this picture,
They were not kind.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning and therefore it is your cool badge day here on The Breakfast Show. You've been brave enough to hand in your badges. I've just done mine, which means I'm looking into the booth of truth, as Matt Dyson calls it. Anna and Glenn. Anna, I'll start with you. Would you like to hand in the badge?
I would like to hand in the badge.
What's gone on?
So I went up to Wales last weekend to my mum and dad's place because they have an annual party for an event called Race the Train. Which is where, this isn't a cool badge. It's basically runners run against a steam train and try and beat it.
Right, yeah.
I just got to try. I'm not saying a word. All right, that sounds fun. Don't tell.
Anyway, when I was there, it came to light that my dad's spice cupboard is arranged in alphabetical order.
Right? Oh, yeah, of course it is.
But not only that, it gets better. When my mum's annoyed at him, she shifts it around.
Oh, wow. Love it.
Oh, my goodness. That's got it all when it comes to callbacks, hasn't it? Racing, steam trains, spice cupboards, alphabetical order. Oh, passive aggressive behaviour in a marriage. Oh, I love it. Glenn, what about you? What's your call badge?
Right. This isn't me. I'm handing in someone else's. I'm also going to let them stay anonymous. This was a bone chilling story I heard a couple of weeks ago when I was at the Edinburgh Fringe. My housemate, one of his friends, came to visit, and he was a few years older than me, and he was at uni in like the late 90s, early 2000s, and he was like a sketch comedian. He was in a sketch group with some friends, right. And they went to the Edinburgh Fringe in like the early 2000s, and this TV company got in touch with them. They said, we're an international news channel. Can we interview you? And they were like, yeah, we'd love a publicity. Yeah. And because it was going out in international news, they just bigged themselves up loads. They were just like, yeah, we're widely considered like better than Monty Python and we're considered like the best in the UK. And they had this really incompetent reporter who interviewed them for 3 hours. And when the reporter left, bear in mind this is the early 2000s, they went, something about that didn't feel right. And one of them went, yeah, I think that's the guy who plays Ali G.
Oh,
and it was Borat before he was Borat. And a few weeks later, they were on the Ali G show going, yeah, we're widely considered like the best in the UK.
No, no.
So Borat, he said they all quit on the spot.
Wow, what a call! Oh, to have your call badge exposed like that. Oh, that's horrible, isn't it? So it has been your call badge day. Thank you for sharing them. You can do so anytime you like. We spoke to listener Jack earlier on. He emailed me originally. It's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. You can get in touch anytime you like.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra.
So a bonus tidbit after earlier on where you bought us bin hacks and how to sing like Freddie Mercury.
Really.
So what's going on now?
Well, continuing the musical theme, we have Mr. Blobby singing Wonderwall. It's a video clip that's gone viral. It's basically some sort of family festival. He's playing on the Playmobil stage. It's just Mr.
Blobby. Oh, this isn't AI. This is genuine.
It's real footage from a festival. A guy dressed as Mr. Blobby, or the man himself, who knows, sat on a stool with the guitar doing an Oasis cover. It's as good as it sounds. Here it is.
I mean, who knew that Mr. Blobby was still getting bookings to these festivals?
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? Yeah, but
he does a lot of corporates.
He never publicises them, so you don't know they're happening.
No, the people at Carpet Right,
he's still earning a decent
amount. He's doing their Christmas party.
He still earns a decent amount. I'll share the video.
Once you're on the circuit, it'll be very lucrative once you're on the circuit.
I'll share the video on X.
The trick is you just get on there, do your material. Get off, because they're not interested. They're all having a party. They might give a bit of the auction at the end, but just get on, do your stuff, get off. I mean, if Bobby taught me anything in life, that's about it, on the corporate circuit.
It's perfect, yeah. Anyway, you'll be blobbing along with it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And just like that, The Wednesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show is done. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. And to those of you who joined in, of course, you can listen again to the whole darn thing on demand in the free Rayo app. Or the latest edition of The Daily Podcast will shortly be made available. Matt, the podcast naming bell rang on a few occasions this morning, including when it was said by us or a listener, sitting in the bin juice, Freddie Mercury doing the dial-up tone, a tape guns that's smooth as butter. It slips out with ease. You wouldn't know it was there. So there are four options.
Well, much as I love the caller with the tape gun and what an amazing tape gun it is, I think maybe Freddie Mercury doing the dial-up tone from Glenn in The Social Ammo could be the way to go.
It's surreal enough to be the name of a daily podcast. Yes, I wholeheartedly agree. So Freddie Mercury doing the dial-up tone is the name of the daily podcast. As I say, that's available wherever you get your pods from. Leona Graham's going to be here next. There will be tea break trivia fun, and she'll remind you of the details that you need for your chance to win £290,000 from the cash register this coming Friday. As for us, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So as always, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.